just get one of these? I said, yeah, baby. She goes, so did you just give the defense a second half off or what? That wasn't what I was really expecting. True story. So then it's trickling down to my daughters now. It's trickling down to my daughters. So I'm getting ready to play the first road game in my head coaching career at Nebraska. Okay? Bill Callahan, who's now the offensive coordinator for the Dallas Cowboys, he's the head coach. I'm at Iowa State. It's my first year. Totally undermanned. I'm going in there. I'm sick as a dog Friday night, just stomach. And, you know, so I call home for some encouragement because, you know, the callousness of you know, her being a coach's daughter is just kind of carried over because, you know, she doesn't get ruffled and just whatever. So I call home and I'm like, man, baby. I said, she goes, hey, settle down. It's all going to be great. You've been here a million times. No big deal. And I said, yeah, no, it's my first game as a head coach on the road at Nebraska. I said, get the girls on the phone. So I get my daughter on the phone. This is where the trickle-down effect is. I said, Landry, I said, man, I'm just so sick in my stomach. I'm nervous. She said, Daddy, man, don't worry about it. You just prepared, man. You're a good football coach. Don't worry about it. So I get my son on the phone. I said, Callie boy, I said, give me something. Give me something good. He said, Dad, I came to practice all week. Your kickers are kicking good field goals. Your receivers are catching the ball. I said, I'm feeling pretty good. I get my last daughter on the phone. She's kind of like my wife. I said, Kennedy, man, I said, this is pretty tough right here. I said, you know, you came to practice this week. What do you think? She said, Dad, I'm glad you got a 6-year contract. True story. It's 11 years old. Read it on the internet. I want to talk college football, and I want to kind of get into that. You know what? I'm a college football junkie. I love it. Matter of fact, a couple of weeks ago, I went to an NFL game. I won't say which one. Just don't see the same thing. It's amazing. I was up in the box, and I was watching it, and it just, the passion, the energy, the excitement, everything that is what you would want college football to be, in my opinion, is an all-time high. And I love it. The only thing that I don't like about college football right now is some of the negativity that gains more traction than so many great things going on behind the scenes at almost every university. You know, when you take a job as a head coach, there's things that in the community that you really, I mean, you're committed to. So there's things going on behind the scenes where, you know, there's young men really getting involved, bringing handicapped kids to practice, kids that have cancer that may not live another 4 weeks, 6 weeks, bringing them to practice. You got kids going to elementary schools. Do you know Cam Newton was going to an elementary school and he was tutoring elementary kids on his own that he set up before, at least a month before we even knew it. Now, that's not a story out there that, you know, we're just going to beat our chest and say, hey, look at us. The sad thing is those stories don't get out. I can't tell you how many universities. I remember Chip Kelly did it at Oregon. You know what Brady Hoke does at Michigan? He takes his senior football team out to Coronado, California every summer to spend time with the Navy SEALs and how we embrace the military. But that never gains any traction. You see him every once in a while. And I promise you, the ratio between what happens there and all the crap you read, which some of it's true and some of it's embellished. And I'm just going to tell you, and nothing makes me more angry than irresponsible journalism. Okay? Because the problem is they can write and say what they want, and absolutely none of it has to be true, and they don't get held accountable for it. And that ain't right. Period. But you have so many great things going on in college football. It's an all-time high with TV. It's an all-time high with money. I know a lot of you were probably at games this past week, which, by the way, how many football schools play football in Arkansas? I mean, 12. I mean, that's got to be a record. If not, y'all need to check into that. But you were probably at some game. But you know what? I watched the LSU-Georgia game. And Mark Richt's interview after the game, if any of you saw it, said it all. He couldn't even talk. He was choked up. The emotion of the game. What he knows his young guys put into that, that you don't ever see. Because what you do is you hold the TV clicker, and when it's over, you click to the next game. But the head coach and the assistant coaches are privileged to everything that goes behind that. And it's very emotional, and that's what makes college football great. And I thought that was just really a kind of a small idea of how great college football is. You know, you can say the NFL is the biggest brand, and I get that, and they are. But I'm telling you, there's nothing like college football, period. And you're in a state where it's huge. And so I want to start there with college football because I love everything it stands for. Now, the three targets that I want to talk to you about, and I don't want to bore you, but there's three things that I thought football-related-wise would be very interesting for you to hear from one man's opinion. Okay, this is my opinion. I'm going to start with Arkansas football. And, you know, one of the things that I've had to do doing some TV stuff and doing some radio stuff is I have to really do my homework. And I'm educated on a global picture, you know, not just the SEC where that's all you're paying attention to. It's from West Coast to East Coast. And I'm going to start, and I want to say a couple things about your coach, Brett Bielema. Brett, I met years ago when we were recruiting down there in South Florida, okay? And everybody's going to have a different opinion, which makes our country great. But I'm going to tell you this. You got yourself a football coach, okay? You got yourself a football coach. And everybody, let me tell you, right after the Arkansas-Rutgers game, I was doing TV, I was doing radio, I think, the next day, and I had two or three Arkansas fans I had to talk off the ledge. Okay? Really? You know? And that goes off, I mean, that goes with the territory. But there's a lot of moving parts behind the scenes. You have no idea what's going on. None of you. And I know this is a day of results, and the only thing you care about is the score. And I get that. But I'm going to tell you what I know about Brett. Number one, he knows how to build a foundation, okay? And I'll start with Alex Collins. I mean, I can go down the list, the Hunter Henrys, Brandon Allen. You have got right now a foundation being built that will take time, but it will happen, okay? I've never seen a school in the history of college football, at least in the last 10 years that I've paid attention to, that comes up with more running backs than this guy comes up with. Have you seen Melvin Gordon at Wisconsin? Have you seen James Watt? He's going to get the right people in here. He's got unbelievable, and I know this because I recruit South Florida. He's going to start in Arkansas first because that will be his number one priority. You can take that to the bank. Okay? Then he's going to branch out to the nearest region that makes sense that Arkansas has had success in. But he's also going to be able to branch out in some areas that maybe you haven't been big in. One of them will be South Florida. And I promise you that he will be able to pull somewhere between two and three difference makers from that part of the country about every year. I can't say every year, but it'll be every other year.
Well, we'd love to keep this till the top of the hour and finish the show this way. We've got to take one more quick timeout, so stay tuned. We're going to wrap things up here from Little Rock Touchdown Club coming up in just a minute. And as we do so, let me give one more pat on the back to our friends at Landers Ford in Benton, Arkansas. The Landers folks have been great to the Buzz, and they'll be great to you too. So, again, if you're looking for the best deal on any Ford vehicle, Landers Ford is the place. Look, you can go all over the state, find the best deal you can find, and take it to Landers Ford in Benton, and they will beat that deal on any new car in stock. So, if you can find a better deal than that, let me know, but I don't know how you possibly can. Or you can just save yourself the trouble, just go down there and get a great deal at Landers Ford and Benton. So let them save you the legwork. Just go down there and get the best deal you can find on a Ford vehicle. The official truck of the Arkansas Razorbacks, the Ford F-150. And, you know, all Ford dealerships usually buy those vehicles for about the same thing. So it all comes down to people you want to deal with and great service after the sale. And that's what they're striving for at Landers Ford in Benton. Find out how and take advantage of the deals they're offering. 501-315-4700.